We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pretty big draft prospect in town for a visit. Minnesota Golden Gopher center, John Michael Schmitz. Considered the best center in this year's draft. Guy that is mostly mocked in the second round. Early second round guy. He played at Minnesota for 6 years.
Six?
Yes. Returned for a sixth season, was first team All-American.
Well, what's weird?
Opted out of the bowl game.
Man, that's weird.
Also an academic All-American.
I understand this was the knock on Pickett last year. One of the knocks, he's been at Pitt forever, and he's only now just turned into a first-round pick. But that still seems pretty rich for a sixth-year center to be a second-round guy when that position usually gets inherently devalued.
The writing on him is, this is the guy that Jerry Dulac, in the last 2 months, has connected to the Steelers the most of any player. He's almost like betting his name that this guy will end up
in a Steelers uniform.
In a Steelers uniform.
But yeah, not at pick 17 or even 32, maybe 49. If they ignored tackle and went and drafted John Michael Schmitz, let's say, at 49th, let's just for argument's sake.
His arms are 32 and 5/8, so he's under 33 too. He can't be a tackle.
Well, no, obviously, he's a center. If they tried to reload the interior of their line with a guy who presumably is, what, 24 years old right now? Has to be, or 23.
Just turned 24.
Okay, so he's going to be 24 all of this coming season. If they did that at pick 49 but did not take a tackle and you knew it was still Chooks and Dan Moore and here's John Michael Schmitz adding to the further glut of interior linemen, do you like that? Let's say, I don't know, corner, edge rusher, John Michael Schmitz, fill in. No, I'm serious. And then like maybe a guy like Chris Smith from Georgia at pick 80. I just think that would be viewed very strangely by Steelers fans who have seen their free agent moves almost exclusively be
interior
guards.
Guys.
Yeah, hey, just we're stockpiling the most guards in the league. You're never going to believe the competition we've got at guard. I know Seumalo, who's the best guy they've signed, can technically play all five positions, master of versatility. But if you draft Schmitz, you're drafting him at worst in his second year in the league to be your starting center.
And he's only 2 years older than Cole.
Younger than.
Or 2 years younger than Cole.
God, if he was older than Mason Cole, that'd be a problem.
Cole is
the Brandon Whedon of centers.
Cole's about to start his sixth year in the NFL. 3 years in Arizona, one with the Vikings, going to start his second with the Steelers.
So if you drafted him in the second round, let's say he was good. You'd draft him. His second contract would be starting when he was getting close to 30. He'd be a two-contract player for you, most likely, unless you drafted the next Jason Kelce, in which case you might get a third short deal out of him, which would be nice because then you'd have theoretically drafted a future Hall of Famer. I don't know. The age is a little strange there. Just I think it's more, not even the age, Pony. It's so much the fact that he didn't, like, flash as a prospect before this.
Yep.
Like, do you... I at least remember hearing Pickett would have been a fourth or fifth rounder. Maybe that's the quarterback bias that he would still have gotten picked even before his big season at Pitt. I don't remember once seeing Schmitz's name in last year's draft.
Well, I'm not doing a lot of in-depth research on centers, but maybe I should have been because of how bad Kendrick Green was and what a disaster. This guy would be the antithesis of that. Green was drafted as a guard who could switch to center, and you just liked maybe his potential as an athlete. This dude is bred to be a center and is a veteran, been there, done that. Okay, so NFL.com's last mock draft, they have Schmitz as the 43rd pick. Steelers pick at 49. So if he fell to them at 49, your second round pick
is another interior lineman.
And a guy that would be a backup this year.
Unless he had an unbelievable camp. which he, I don't think, would even get the chance to really do. I don't think they'd be like, here, you're competing with Mason
Cole.
They did that with
Hartwig and Pouncey.
Yeah, but Pouncey was a first-round pick, a top-20 pick, and Hartwig was seen as, if just a guy, just barely that.
Well, what do you think Cole is?
I think they see Cole as better than Hartwig was viewed back in the day. I think they feel like Cole brought that group together and was sort of a quiet little linchpin there. I do. I don't know, man.
I'm not convinced that the front office people like Cole as much as maybe Colbert did when he signed
him. Okay, so hear me out then. Maybe they don't. You could kick Daniels over to what is supposedly his best natural position, center. And now you have Seumalo can play either guard spot and throw Herbig in the other one. And then you can have Dotson be a backup. Poof. You don't have to draft somebody. You literally might have a better center on the roster.
A center in, the best center in the draft in for a visit.
Now, what does he get at dinner?
And Tomlin said, yeah, does he just get it at the facility or they take him
out
somewhere in
Pittsburgh?
No, they got to
take him somewhere in Pittsburgh. And then if you're a lineman, isn't the expectation that you have a nice, healthy meat and potatoes meal? John Michael Schmitz isn't trying to convince them that he's watching his carbs or anything like that. Coach, I eat meat and potatoes because I move large men off the ball.
It would just be such a puzzling pick for them to invest. They've had great centers since the beginning of time.
Massive investment in a position or area of the line that they've already invested a lot in
free
agency.
And it's not screaming out as a need right now.
They invested in Daniels and Cole last year collectively, like $72 million, I want to say. They've given out $30 million in free agent interior linemen. So it'd be nine figures in interior lineman contracts over the last 2 years, plus a top 50 pick.
Donnie, what was your reaction when you found out this was going to be the first guy they bring in on a visit to Pittsburgh? The top center prospect in the draft as a former center.
Well, obviously, I like the guy, and I think he's a good player. But as you guys have laid out, it's a little bit odd because of what they've already done in free agency. I mean, their needs on the offensive line are on the outside. It's pretty clear. They have addressed the inside of the offensive line in the last two off seasons. My only thought here is that they would take two linemen out of their first three picks. I also can't see that happening. Like if they went tackle, corner, Schmitz, or
God, I
corner,
think fans
tackle
would,
Schmitz.
I think fans would love what you are describing though, because they wouldn't see like, wow, they've invested a lot. They'd be like, yeah, that's right, fortify the trenches, baby. Because they'd say you got one of the best three tackles in the draft if it was at 17, and you got the best center in the draft.
I would rather have a defensive lineman than Schmitz.
I would agree with that because they're much older and less invested on that side. Well, no, I shouldn't say less invested financially, but they are older. Strict age game. They've got Leal, who everybody I think obviously hopes turns into a stud. Ogunjobi on the new deal, but like the health will always be a concern. And then Hayward, how much longer? Cam, if you're listening, I know you've got at least 2 to 3 years. Don't get pissed at
me. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low of 35 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.